Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here again today with Dr. John Wood, who's been inspiring. I know if you've been tuned in this week, I'm sure you've been inspired by what he's talking about from his new book called The Light Entrusted to You, which is just chock full of practical wisdom for families, for parents to see themselves as the primary teachers of their children, how to make that domestic church come alive. And I know just about all of you who are listening to the program, I'm sure it's a passion, a desire. You'd love to be able to have your kids come alive in the faith, and you don't quite know how to do it. And I think John is really blessed and equipped and sent by the Lord to help equip you to be able to lay hold of this practical wisdom and have a compelling vision and to catch the fire of what God wants to burn in your home. So welcome back, John.
Thank you, Peter. It's been such a great pleasure to be with you this week.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So why don't you tell our friends what we've covered briefly, just summarize, and then we can jump into the next few chapters of the book.
So we've been going through this book, The Light Entrusted to You, which has the six chapters or six pillars of the faith, S-A-I-N-T-S, that makes up the acronym of the word saints. It's a Saints in the Making University. And a couple days ago, we talked about the saving grace in athletics, the S and the A part, the first couple chapters. And then yesterday, we talked about building that relationship or that desire to know God more in the instructor's manual, or the greatest story ever told, the Bible. And we talked about need to know him, probably the most important chapter in that central part of the book of knowing God, falling in love, and kind of really building that relationship with God. And so I mentioned yesterday the evangelization model of inspire, desire, fire, the inspire, inspiration, encountering God, a desire to know and love him more and want to be saints. And then that fire is what we'll kind of focus on today. That third part of evangelization is that you can't just stay in the book. You got to go live this stuff. You got to go out in the world. You got to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. You got to prevent suffering and relieve suffering. And that's kind of what we'll talk about in these next two chapters, which are the theology of the body and sacrifice and service. And so theology of the body, as you know, it's a very important topic in this day and age. So, you know, nobody complains about the Catholic Church's works of mercy. You know, we'll talk about that next and the sacrifice and service. You know, nobody says, you know, the Catholic Church, you know, they just help too many people. Stop serving the poor. Stop all these works of mercy. Stop loving people so much. And I've never heard, I don't know if you, but I've never heard anybody complain about her heroic efforts to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, educate people, treat the sick, visit prisoners. You know, she does that heroically. She relieves suffering to a heroic degree, and nobody can deny that. But when the church talks about preventing suffering, she gets called all kind of names, you know, discriminatory, bigoted, all these kind of things. And you would think a church that knows so much about relieving suffering might have something to say about preventing suffering. And that's kind of what the theology of the body is all about. It's a great teaching from St. John Paul II about who are we? Why are we here? How are we made in God's image? If I could sum it up in one sentence, I would say, you know, God is love, and we are created in his image to love as he loves. And I think if we could just understand that sentence, and it really starts with love. You know, what is love? You know, our culture and our church can really butt heads. You know, most people think we should love others, but we don't really know what love is. The culture says self-indulge. Church says self-discipline. Culture says go out and get whatever you want. Church says give everything you have. Culture says if it feels good, do it. Church says pick up your cross and follow Christ. Culture says love, it's just a feeling. It's an attraction, something you feel. Our church tells us that love is a choice. It's an act of the will, something you choose. Every day, a husband has to wake up and say, I'm going to choose to love my spouse, regardless of how I feel. And so we have to ask yourself, who do you trust, the culture or the church? You know, there's a lot of red flags out there. We spend $16 billion a year treating sexually transmitted diseases in this country. You know, divorce rate's almost 1 in 2. You know, 40% of kids live separated from their biological father. Pornography is a multi-billion-dollar business. It makes more money than professional football, baseball, basketball, and hockey combined. These are staggering statistics that tell us that something's wrong. And John Paul II, he didn't wag a finger at people. He didn't condemn people. He didn't make fun of our choices. But he didn't ignore that we have a problem. Mm-hmm. And he explained the truth in love, that you're looking for truth, true love. You know, the enemy is wily. He's cunning. You know, he'll take something good and he'll twist it. You know, lust is very similar to love. Love is just the sacrifice of self for the good of another. And lust is just the sacrifice of another for our own selfish desires. And we get it flipped. Mm-hmm. And we start using people instead of loving people. And the theology of the body, you know, deals with a lot of the challenging topics of our day and age of, you know, same-sex marriage or contraception or abortion, divorce, fornication, you know, these difficult topics.
The gender ideology.
Gender ideology. Yeah. You know, we've taken the difference between male and female, and we can't even agree on that anymore. Like, and again, it's an aim at destroying the family. We talked about before the show that, you know, the enemy's going to try to destroy the family. And, you know, those differences between male and female is what makes us made in the image of God and able to be fruitful and give life. And so this is such an important teaching. And if we don't teach our kids the theology of the body and how they're made in God's image, if we don't tell them the truth, the culture is certainly going to tell them a lie. There's no neutrality anymore. You can't just sit there and do nothing. The first sin of Adam wasn't what he did. It's what he didn't do. And his wife was deceived by the enemy. He sat there and did nothing. And I want to throw a big challenge to parents. What's on your television? You know, what are your kids listening to? What are the lyrics? You think that's harmless? You're kidding yourself. Get it out of your house, you know? Mm-hmm. You'd be like King Josiah, empty the temple of those pagan gods. We need clear house because there's a lot of lies in our culture that's confusing people about the meaning of the body, and we got to reclaim the truth. And the theology of the body does that in a way that's beautiful. It's a beautiful teaching, and mm-hmm. it's about true love. And I think if we can rediscover that teaching, you know, our kids are going to be happy, healthier, and they're going to embrace the Catholic faith much more.
Yeah, you put your finger on it earlier too, was that we don't know how to love, that we can see in the fallout of how we've twisted love. It's all around us. You just listed a whole bunch of really striking and sobering realities. And just to have a little humility in the human heart to say, God, show me how to love. I don't know how to love. Yeah. And then follow the Lord, follow the saints, follow those who lived love in a whole, full way. So can we dial in a little bit to some of the content of theology of the body, or do you want to?
Absolutely.
Let's do that. You gave us kind of the Holy Father's description and sense of it, mm-hmm. like the language of the body. Talk about that, like the truth. That's part of it.
Yeah. So like people, you know, remembering that we are made in God's image, so we were made to be loved, never to be used. And again, and I think, you know, things were made to be used. People were made to be loved. But in our culture, we love things and we use people. And the idea, you know, understanding that the people we love are probably the people we use the most. You usually don't use a stranger. But, you know, your brother, your sister, your parent, your spouse, we tend to take advantage of them a little bit more. And the theology of the body is teaching us that each and every one of us deserve to be loved and cherished simply because we're made in God's image. You know, that God is a family. He's not solitary. He's a Trinity in and of himself. He's always giving love, receiving love, and there's fruit from that love. And every analogy kind of falls short, but, you know, marriage is a great analogy of loving as God loves. It's a sacrament of service of the two become one, laying down your life and bearing fruit to the world and imaging that love and being that witness to the world of God's love. And I think I challenge couples to always put a crucifix up. A crucifix is a wedding picture. It's the bridegroom. And, you know, I look at Jesus on the cross and like Jason Everett, you know, always says, kind of looking at you saying, this is how I got my bride to heaven. How are you going to get yours there? Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we look about the difficult issues, you just ask yourself, is this love? And love is not always giving people what they want. It's doing what's best for your beloved. It's laying down your life for them. You know, even when it's hard to lay down your life, it's thirsting like Jesus thirst for us. He says, I thirst. He's thirsting for souls. We should thirst for every soul we encounter because they're made in God's image and he desires they be in heaven. Forgiveness, I forgive you. That's part of relationships that teaches us the human experience. Father, I forgive you. The thief on the cross, he forgives next to him. Today you'll be with me in paradise. You know, behold your mother. It's not just me and Jesus. We're part of a family. And he gives us his blessed mother. It is finished means it is consummated. It's a marriage that you consummate mm-hmm. and Jesus is consummating himself to his bride, the church, and there's so much marital meaning in that crucifix, which can teach us a lot about the theology of the body.
That's so important. I think we get love confused today. People say, well, what love means is to just simply affirm how people define reality, how they define sexuality, how they define themselves, instead of looking to God to say, the one who made me, who am I? I love St. Francis. He used to kneel before the cross and daily, he'd say, God, who are you and who am I?
Yeah.
Everybody loves St. Francis, right? Just because he's so beautiful, wonderful, and so alive, right? Well, that's because he received from the Father who he was, and then he lived it.
Yeah. Right? He stared at that crucifix. He was fixed on that crucifix. Jesus spoke to him from the crucifix, and it broke his heart that that crucifix, that image of love, wasn't loved.
Yeah.
And he wanted to go all out and give his life for that love. And so same thing as far as the theology of the body goes, laying down our life for others. And so, and that leads, you know, to the sacrifice and service, which is the final chapter of being the hands and feet of Jesus Christ, that we're supposed to go out in the world and we're supposed to make a difference to the people that we encounter. And if we can go and find a way to make a difference, then our life will flood with passion and purpose and meaning. You know, there's great paradox in Christianity. You know, you have to find yourself, you have to give yourself away. To truly live, you have to die to yourself. To be truly free, you have to become a servant to all. It's a great mystery, a great paradox, but it's great truth. And the genius of the Catholic Church is it gives us that wisdom, the spiritual and corporal works of mercy, that opportunity to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ, not because the world needs it, but because we need that to become who we were created to be. We need to be Simon of Cyrene, you know, the one who had to be forced into service. He didn't want anything to do with the suffering Christ, but you can see his transformation when he gets involved, and you can see in the Passion of the Christ, beautiful movie where he's encouraging Jesus, we're almost there, or, you know, he begins to shield him from the blows of the soldiers and protect him, and by the time they get to the top of the hill, he doesn't want to leave because he encountered the God of the universe in the most humble form of a weak and suffering man. Mm-hmm. And we see that when we do the spiritual and corporal works of mercy, we get to be Simon. Every time you help somebody else carry their cross, you lift someone else's burden, you suffer with them, you walk the journey with them, you're Simon. And by being Simon, you get to encounter Jesus. Yeah. And there's so much genius and wisdom in our Catholic faith who encourages us to do that. And I think the rate of depression would go way down if we could teach our kids to stop focusing on self and put the focus on serving others.
It is such a slavish reality to live each day trying to find what's going to make me happy.
Yeah.
You know, it's just it's a dead end. It really is. It's impossible.
Yeah.
But people, if you have an emptiness, they're trying to fill, they got pain they want to distract themselves from, and you go to antidotes that really aren't going to do it. You know, drinking, perpetual television, whatever it is, perpetual uninterrupted entertainment in life. I got to have that. Otherwise I can't be happy. And say, you're missing it. Just listen to Jesus, you know. Again, follow Jesus, follow the saints, trust these guys, trust them.
Yeah.
And he promised you he would lead you, he wants to lead you to joy, to full joy desire for you.
St. John Paul II, he said, it is Jesus that you seek when you dream of happiness, when nothing else will satisfy you. It's in that gospel you find that call to something more. And so we're thirsting for Jesus. When people go for all those pleasures, those temporary pleasures, whether they realize it or not, they're searching for Jesus, you know. You know, soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, inebriate me. Water from the side of Christ, wash me. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. Oh, good Jesus, help me. You know, so that Anima Christi, I love saying that after Eucharist because it really gets to the human need of we're thirsting for Jesus. We need
Absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely. Friends, again, the book is called The Light Entrusted to You. You can get it on Amazon or at Ignatius Press. John, do you have a website also?
Extraordinarymission.com is my main website. But if you get the book, Saints in the Making is kind of goes along with the book. Mm-hmm. So it's just saintsinthemaking.com where you find all the resources for this book. And there is a link to that on my main website.
Very, very good. Well, thanks again. Another great day, another packed day. I really appreciate you being here with us.
Yeah, so great to be here.
We have one more day and John's going to wrap up, talk about the conclusion to the book, which I think you'll find very inspiring. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.